Another blast of Arctic air is putting Minneapolis in a deep freeze today. Temperatures are near 30 below zero with the wind chill, which makes it a good day to check back in on the story we covered in December when the largest ever outdoor homeless camp in Minneapolis was dismantled. Up to 80% of the people who lived there were Native American, and several had died of apparent drug overdoses. Then, in mid-December, an experimental shelter opened in partnership with the Red Lake Nation. It was described to us as low-barrier housing. People who were drunk or high wouldn't be turned away. So let's see how they're doing now. Steve Horsfield is director of Simpson Housing, the nonprofit that runs the shelter. Steve, brutal cold today and the polar vortex last week. How have you been handling it? Has anyone been left out in the cold?
Unfortunately, someone is always left out in the cold, given the limited housing resources we have as a community. That being said, the community response last week was tremendous. It was interesting. People would call and ask me about the Navigation Center in particular, and our residents there didn't have to be out braving the elements during the day. If they didn't have some place to be, they could stay hunkered down like many of us would choose to do when it's 30 degrees below zero.
So you were at capacity?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We first learned about what you were doing just before many of those people were moved out of the outdoor camp and into your shelter. And we were struck by your approach to the rules, that people would not be turned away, for example, if they were drunk or high. What's the philosophy behind a choice like that?
It's pretty simple and straightforward. If we solve the question of housing first and get people into stable housing and a better environment, people ultimately do make better choices for themselves. We have all sorts of studies being done that show clinical results of people's harmful behaviors reducing in terms of alcohol and drugs and other things.
But many people were struggling with drug addiction who were living in the outdoor camp. And as they moved into your facility, it's not like that problem went away. We see that one person died in January of an apparent overdose inside your shelter. What can you tell us about that?
I should note that the medical examiner's report on that tragic death was not conclusive around the overdose.
Sure.
So the whole premise of the Navigation Center is safety. So we've got folks who are going off into treatment beds. We've got folks who are finding safer alternatives to use that are part of the community that we moved in because we wanted to make sure that we brought everyone in to a safer environment with as few barriers as possible.
I take your point that it's not conclusive yet what happened with the apparent overdose. Minnesota Public Radio is reporting that people who are living there do say that drug use still does happen on site and that overdoses are common. I mean, do you see that as a problem where you are?
Well, I mean, the opioid epidemic is a problem, period. I think we would all agree that 400 people dying on the streets of Minneapolis of overdose death in 2018 is awful. And it's something that we as a community need to respond to. And yes, some of the people who came to us from the encampment are drug users, and we're interested in working with them, building relationships with those folks to help them be safer.
How's your staff trained to deal with that?
Our staff are trained to administer Narcan in the event of an overdose. The real premise of how Simpson Housing Services does shelter is being in relationship with people, and we believe that is where the best work can happen. So being in relationship with our guests allows us to have open dialogue about what choices they're making and how can we help them be safer.
Well, the other key to this story is that the majority of your residents are Native American. How does that affect your approach to what you're doing?
Oh, we've got Native elders who come in and do prayer and smudging, and we have drum circles at different times.
And what is smudging?
Smudging is the burning traditionally of sage, also of cedar. So it is a method by using this smoldering organic material and the smoke that comes from it to bless people and spaces. It's quite fragrant. And I tell you, the way that it affects spaces and the way people interact and even my own stress level when I get to participate in those practices is you can really feel it.
You're working at the intersection of a lot of big issues that the country is dealing with right now. I just wonder what you've learned in the last month and a half about this model that you're using that could help other communities that are dealing with homelessness.
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, this is still very early. We ramped this thing up, built it for with an intended population of 120 folks. When we finally got everybody moved in And cleared out from a couple of other temporary stops that we had for some of our from some of the residents of the encampment. We wound up with 162 people. So in this, in our culture, for better or for worse, for a long time, we've been doing all of our work around a traditional sort of charity model, which is based in, generally speaking, white churches. And so I'm really looking forward to what Native practices can do for a broader population, not just the Native population, but for all of us, getting back to some things that are much older than how we label things in our, in this community.
That's Steve Horsfield, Executive Director of Simpson Housing in Minneapolis. Steve, appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
The Lunar New Year began on Tuesday, and across the world, people have been celebrating with family and honoring new beginnings. In China, millions of people watched this on state-run TV. A pretty stunning spectacle of music and synchronized dancing.